My name is Ella Cooney, and welcome back to another episode of my podcast called Looking Back in the Past. In today's episode, I thought we could talk about the underground female road, such as the one in Gilead in the novel The Handmaid's Tale. This railroad relates to the underground railroads that were used in North America between 1810 and 1850. An extremely wide range of African American slaves were expected to escape using these railroads, although there is no known definite number. The range is between at least 30,000 to potentially more than 100,000 who escaped into Canada. It is the largest anti-slavery movement in North America. Margaret Atwood was trying to warn us about the effects of the Underground Railroad and how it would change our society today. The Underground Railroad is an allusion to the female road that was used in Gilead. In North America, the railroad was a secretive way to help the African Americans escape into Canada without being seen. In The Handmaid's Tale, the female road was used to help the handmaids escape from Gilead into Canada without getting caught and executed or getting caught and sent to the colonies. In Chapter 38, which is page 283 of The Handmaid's Tale, Moira begins to tell Offred about her experience during the time on the female road. She explains how each safe house was only in contact with one other one to keep things as safe as possible. Moira then goes on to say how one safe house gave her clothes to wear, and they had burnt the aunt's uniform in their furnace so it would be untraceable. She also mentions how the Quaker couple were the ones to put her on the railroad and tried to help her get into Canada safely. This is similar, but slightly differs from how the slaves got onto the Underground Railroad in North America. Most of them would use disguises or props, but some of them would borrow or forge free papers. These papers are legal papers that said that they were free when they actually were not. The women in Gilead were denied rights just as the slaves were in the 1700s to 1800s. Harriet Tubman was one of the most famous conductors of the Underground Railroads, where she helped others gain their freedom as well. She used code words such as passengers, cargo, and freight to refer to the escaping slaves. According to the Canadian Encyclopedia, the Underground Railroads are one of the most powerful and sustained multiracial human rights movements in America and world history today. In 1846, a former enslaved man named John Freeman Walls escaped from North Carolina with his wife. A very long journey would eventually bring them into Canada, where they built a log cabin near present-day Windsor, Ontario, on land purchased from the Refugee Home Society. They then settled there and raised a large family on 200 acres of land. This cabin would eventually become a famous site, marking the end of a person's journey on the Underground Railroad. Now, before we continue into our next segment, a word from our sponsors. To start your car but forgot where your keys were? Well, me too. This is why we have decided to invent a tracker for your keys. It's as simple as three steps to connect this tracker to your keys and then to your phone. Use my code FOUNDYOU.23 to get 50% off your first purchase. But don't wait too long, this offer is only valid for up to 6 months after our opening week. Before we resume, I just wanted to refresh your memory. We are talking about the underground railroads in North America and comparing them to the underground female roads in Gilead from The Handmaid's Tale. The underground railroads have much to do with why our society looks the way it does today. It was a way to increase the number of people of African descent who live in the region. Today, there are many Black Canadians who can trace their ancestry back to escaped slaves who used the Underground Railroad to reach Canada. This is hard to say, but we have become Gilead in some ways. Our way of life seems almost dystopian today because of how all the members in our society are controlled by the people with the most power, like the government, for example. Just like how in Gilead, the handmaids were controlled by the aunts and the commanders with their wives who held all the power. Another thing I wanted to talk about was how there's no place in the world where women have equal rights under the law. Depending on the country that you live in, you may have no control over your own money or your own property. This is in places like Africa and Asia, which is exactly like what happened in Gilead. This more commonly happens with low-income families within low-income countries. Propaganda is another huge characteristic of dystopian fiction that is also very relevant in our lives today. Don't drink and drive, stop smoking, and buckle your seatbelts are examples of health propaganda currently being used, which you might not even recognize. In The Handmaid's Tale, the government uses propaganda by trying to make the handmaids feel valued. An example of this is when Aunt Lydia says, "We want you to be valued, girls. Think of yourselves as pearls." In the last segment for today, I will be talking about why and how Gilead fell as a society. I believe Gilead fell because of the specific gender-ruled jobs that they had and their very strict rules and religions. Let me further explain what I mean by this. The handmaids had certain outfits to wear and specific duties that they were made to do every day just to be kept alive and away from the colonies. The men, specifically the commanders, essentially made the rules, and if something didn't abide by them, they simply wouldn't follow it. It is shown how oblivious they are to how different life is for men than women when Offred brought it to his attention. He was very surprised that she used butter as her moisturizer because nothing else was prohibited. Something I would want for the future is for women and men to be treated equally in every country around the world. I'm very pleased to say that there are now many groups and organizations fighting for this cause, over 25 to be exact. Equality Now, Rise Up, Gender at Work, and Time's Up are all international organizations fighting to end discrimination against women and improving women's rights. I believe that over time and hard work, these issues will greatly improve and we will not fall in the same ways that Gilead did. This concludes this week's episode of Looking Back at the Past. As always, thank you for listening, and I hope that you learned something along the way. Make sure to have on those notifications for when next week's topic comes out.